glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Throughout the pages of the Bible, we find that the preaching and teaching of God's Word is most important. Reading from the Old Testament, we find many messengers sent out by God to individuals, cities, and to nations. Prophets were chosen by God to be His messengers on many occasions. Sometimes carrying the message of God is very dangerous. Recorded for us in the Scriptures are various accounts of the prophets, apostles, and preachers being persecuted when they delivered God's Word. One of the more familiar accounts is of the prophet Jonah. It is a very exciting Bible story. Jonah was selected by God to bring a message to his enemy. God told Jonah to go to the city of Nineveh and preach against it because of the wickedness God had witnessed there. Nineveh was the capital city of Syria, an enemy of Israel. It was obvious to Jonah that going to preach to the city the things that God had spoken of would bring certain death to an Israelite. Jonah didn't go to Nineveh. He tried to hide from God, and he ran away from his responsibility. He tried to run away from God. However, Jonah was unsuccessful in hiding from God. The Lord sent a great storm that blew against the ship that Jonah had boarded to flee from him. When Jonah's actions were known by the men to save the ship and the lives of all on board, Jonah was thrown overboard. God had prepared a great fish to swallow the prophet, and there Jonah stayed for 3 days and three nights. I suspect that most of us would do exactly what Jonah did while inside that fish. He prayed. He realized that he could not hide from God. Then the Lord had the fish vomit Jonah onto the dry land. Again, Jonah was told by God to go and preach against Nineveh. Jonah did, and the people responded to his preaching. The whole city repented of their sinful ways, and God spared the great destruction he would have otherwise brought on that city. There are several things that we can conclude from this account. Jonah must have been very reluctant to carry God's message. He was probably afraid to do it. I'm sure he knew how dangerous it would be to speak out against the king of a strong and powerful kingdom. We know he didn't really want the city spared. They were his enemy. He would have rather them be destroyed than spared from the wrath of God. Whatever the reasons, Jonah became irresponsible in his behavior because he disobeyed God. God holds us accountable to His divine truth. The Word of God shares those truths with us. We are not left to ourselves to guess what God wants us to do. Just like Jonah, God has given us His Word to guide us into His will. And like Jonah, following God's Word is not always easy. But God will hold us accountable. Let's learn from Jonah that we cannot hide from our responsibilities. Whether it is doing homework, attending classes, showing up for work, being faithful as a husband or wife, or a dedicated parent, an honest citizen, a faithful worshiper of God or His servant, there is nothing that will replace being responsible for who we are in God's view and what He expects of us. Are you like Jonah, being reluctant in following God's will? Are you reluctant to accept the salvation from sin in the name of Jesus Christ, to put Jesus on in baptism and to walk in the light of Christ and live by faith? Jonah thought he could run and hide, but found that he could not. No matter where we may be, we cannot escape from the presence of God. Jesus taught a parable about a master who before going on a journey, gave to his servants the responsibility of some of his money. According to each man's ability, the master divided the money between them. After a long time, the master returned and called each servant in to give an account of how he had used his money. Two servants had made more money for their master, but the other one had not been responsible with the use of his master's money. The two responsible servants were rewarded for their faithful service, but the reluctant and irresponsible servant lost his place in the master's house. The true meaning of the story is that the Lord has given all of us many opportunities to be faithful in our service to Him. And it is a reminder of the blessings that will follow one's faithfulness in doing the Lord's will. It is also a warning that if we fail to be a faithful servant, we may lose our place in the Master's house. My dear friend, where are you spiritually today? Are you running from God? Are you trying to hide from Him? Are you reluctant in being obedient to Him in any way? Jesus came to this earth and lived an obedient life, setting us an example to follow. He is calling us to come and learn from Him. He seeks to fill our life with multiple blessings. If you need to know more about how to live an obedient, responsible life before Him, we invite you to contact us. Our ministry is to provide the help that you need to know Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior. Please let us share the glorious blessings that are to be found in Jesus Christ with you.
Take my life, a living sacrifice, knowing it's the least that I can do. Make my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you. I looked upon my life and realized at last, within myself there's nothing I can do. Yet here I stand to offer all I am and give myself completely, Lord, to you. Take my life, a living sacrifice, knowing it's the least that I can do. Make my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you. I cannot be content until I reach that place. How little I have given up to you. Lord, break down my will, make my desires your own. I long to give my everything to you. Take my life, a living sacrifice, knowing it's the least that I can do. Make my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you. Take my life a living sacrifice, knowing it's the least that I can do. Make my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you.
Make my life.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas. In the light.